Police arrest woman who was in contact with jihadi teacher killer. By Chris Tomlinson on June 24, 2021. French police in the city of Nîmes have arrested a 33-year-old woman on suspicion of being in direct contact with Islamist teen Chechen refugee Abdouya Kansourov just days before he beheaded teacher Samuel Paty. Police arrested the woman on Tuesday morning, and she is being investigated for complicity in terrorist murder and terrorist criminal association. The arrest came as a result of a joint operation by the Anti-Terrorist Subdirectorate STAT, of the Judicial Police and the Directorate General for Internal Security DGSI, France's domestic security agency. According to a report from the French magazine Le Point, the 33-year-old can be held for at least 96 hours while prosecutors debate indicting her. While police shot dead Kansourov after he beheaded Paty in October, at least 14 others have been indicted in connection with the terrorist attack so far. Kansourov killed Paty for showing cartoons of the Islamic prophet Muhammad to his class during a lesson on freedom of expression. One of the suspects currently in custody is Brahim Knina, the father of a pupil at Paty's school who claimed to have been in the class when the teacher showed the Muhammad cartoons. In March, the 13-year-old admitted she had lied about seeing the cartoons herself. Knina, meanwhile, had led the social media campaign against Paty prior to his murder, along with Islamist extremist Abdelhakim Sfroui. The social media posts, which identified Paty by name, were also shared by the Pantin Mosque in Paris, which later apologized for spreading them. Mr. Knina was also reported to have had contact with Abdouya Kansourov before the attack, with the pair conversing on the messaging app WhatsApp. After being indicted by French authorities, Knina stated that his reaction to his daughter's claims had been stupid and said, "I did not think that my messages were going to be read by terrorists. I was not trying to do any harm by making this message. I find it hard to imagine that we have come to this, that we have lost a history teacher, that all of society is angry with me," he added. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.